Long ago in Ireland, there was a race of giants. Superhuman men, so strong, so big, and so fierce, that everyone would have been scared to death of them, except for this. The giants only fought with each other. These giants felt so badly for regular-size human beings that they were very kind to them and never hurt them at all. Away up on a hill called Knockmany in the north of Ireland, there lived a giant named Finn McCool. Finn McCool was so tall, when he stood on the highest hill in Ireland, his head reached almost up into the clouds. One time, someone put a feather in his cap. The feather tickled the clouds. The clouds bumped into each other, and it rained and rained in Ireland for 12 months and a day. You know, it still rains a lot in Ireland now, so who knows? Perhaps Finn McCool is still walking around up there with that feather in his cap. Finn McCool was so strong, he could yank a tree right out of the ground. He would trim off the branches and use that tree for a walking stick to go hiking in the mountains. Finn McCool was so big, when he took off one of his shoes, his wife Una would put it outside for the pet pig to sleep in. But as big and as strong as Finn McCool was, he knew there was a giant in Scotland who was bigger and stronger still. One day, all the giants were talking. "Finn McCool, you best beware. Cúchulainn's coming over in a boat from Scotland tomorrow morning, and he's looking for you." Finn McCool was shaking in his shoes, but he pretended he wasn't scared. "Ah, let him come to visit so. Me and me wife Una would love to entertain him. Perhaps I'll pound him into mincemeat and eat him for dinner." The other giants laughed, but they all felt sorry for Finn McCool. Why, everyone knew Cúchulainn was the biggest and strongest giant in the whole world. Cúchulainn had come over from Scotland before, and he had beaten up every other giant in Ireland except for Finn McCool. Now he wanted his record to be 100%, and he was coming to find Finn. And what was Finn doing? He was going home to his wife Una as fast as he possibly could. With his long legs, Finn walked the 20 miles home in less than 2 minutes' time. Una heard him coming, and she greeted him at the door. He picked her up to kiss her, because Una was as tiny as Finn McCool was big.
"Una, Una, you must help me in me time of need."
"Why, what's wrong, Finn, darling?"
"Cúchulainn is coming, and he's going to beat me to a pulp."
Well, Una was as clever as she was small. She was also as cool and calm as could be.
"Ah, now, darling, I wouldn't let a giant like that one be worrying me."
"Not let a giant like Cúchulainn be worrying you? Una, dear, sure you could never beat up a giant like Cúchulainn, a little tiny woman like yourself."
"Ah, well, Finn, sure I didn't say I could be beating a giant like Cúchulainn, but now tricking a giant like that would be no trouble at all."
And Finn watched as his wife Una took 9 different colors of thread off of her sewing table. She wound 3 colors around her right arm, 3 colors around her right ankle, and 3 colors around her heart.
"There, Finn, darling, nothing but good can come to us now."
Finn looked carefully at his wife. It was true that whenever she bound herself with 9 colors, all of her plans and schemes came out just fine. It was also true that his wife Una seemed to work hand in glove with the fairy folk. She knew a great deal of the fairy's magic.
Finn, darling, make yourself of use now. Fetch some water from the well or something. Sure, I've got to speak to me sister.
Finn pretended to go to the well, but actually he just watched from behind the house as Una yelled across the valley to her sister on the top of Mount Cullamore, 30 miles away.
Grania, look down the other side of your mountain. Do you see anyone coming?
Oh, I do, Una. Oh, God save us. I see the biggest giant that ever was coming up from Dungannon.
Aye, sure there's our trouble, Grania. Could you call to him and invite him in and keep him there a while? I need a little time to think of a plan.
Sure, what's a sister for? Of course I will.
And Una and Finn McCool watched as Grania made a fire on the top of the hill so Cahoolin would see the smoke. Then she put her finger in her mouth and gave 3 whistles. That was the old Irish sign to strangers and travelers that they were welcome. Una went back into the house and found Finn moaning and groaning and pacing back and forth.
Did you go to the well?
I did not so, Una. Can you do nothing for me? Am I to be skinned and skivered like a rabbit before your very eyes, and to have me name disgraced forever in the sight of all the giants, and me the best man among them?
Ah, Finn, darling, you may be the best man among them, but what in God's name would you do if I were not the cleverest woman? Now stop walking up and down. Be easy, Finn. Truth, I'm ashamed of you. Keep your toes in your shoes, will you? Now get out of my way so I can bake some cakes.
Bake some cakes? Bake some cakes? How on earth can you be baking some cakes when I've told you the trouble I'm in?
Ah, well now, Finn, the cakes will be the very thing to trick the giant Cahoolin.
Una started mixing up flour and milk and sugar in the kitchen.
Tell me a few facts, darling, about this Cahoolin fellow while I'm at me bacon.
Finn looked miserable.
Well, sure, I don't know what you'd like to know. He's bigger and stronger than me. He carries a pancake in his pocket, which used to be a thunderbolt, but he caught it out of the sky and flattened it. Oh, what else? Oh, yes, Una. He keeps all of his magic power and strength in the longest finger of his right hand.
Ah, grand, grand, Finn. Those are just the kinds of things I need to know.
And Finn stood there, getting in her way in the kitchen, and watched as his wife made 7 little cakes. Then his eyes almost popped out of his head as he saw what she did next. Una took 6 small iron griddles out of the fireplace where they were hanging. Instead of baking the cakes on the griddles, she buried each iron griddle inside each cake and patted the dough all around so no one would ever see what the cakes were hiding. Then she put them into the fire to bake, along with the 1 cake cooking properly on top of the griddle the way it was supposed to.
Una, Una, have you lost your mind now? What kind of strange cakes?
No, Finn, darling, I haven't lost me mind. And I'll thank you to hold your tongue and not be giving away any secrets.
Well, when the cakes came out of the fire, they smelled so good.
Una, darling, let me have a taste of that 1 cake without the griddle in it. Get away from that cake! It's the very one I'll need to be tricking the giant Cahoolin.
Just then, Una and Finn felt the house begin to shake. They looked at each other. Could it be? They ran to the window. And sure enough, even though he was still 15 miles away, they could see the top of Cahoolin's head as he walked towards Nachmani. And every time Cahoolin picked up one of his huge feet, the earth shook for 10 miles in every direction.
Ah, God, what'll I do, Una? What'll I do?
Get into the baby's bed, Finn. Get into the baby's bed.
Are you telling me, the great giant Finn McCool, to get into the baby's bed?
I am, darling. And since I'm the only one with a plan in this house, I think you'd best be doing it.
Well, Finn was scared to death, and he trusted his wife and her cleverness. So he got into the baby's cradle. Now, I have to tell you, this was a baby giant's cradle, so it was about 10 feet long and at least 5 feet wide. But poor Finn was not a baby giant, so he had a terrible time fitting into it. His legs and feet hung out way past the cradle and looked ridiculous. His neck and his shoulders stuck out in the opposite direction, and he was very uncomfortable. Una did the best she could to cover him up with about 50 or 60 baby blankets. And then it was that they knew Cahoolen must be very near. Because not only was the house shaking more than ever, but now the teacups and the saucers were falling out of the cupboards. Una was catching them before they could break, and Finn McCool was glad he was in the baby's bed. At least he wouldn't have to open the door. And then the knock came. Una walked calmly to the door and opened it. She had to look way, way up to see the giant Cahoolen. He had to look way, way down to see her.
Is this the house of Finn McCool?
Oh, yes, it is, sir.
Is Finn McCool at home?
Oh, no. I'm terrible sorry, sir. He's gone off looking for some little giant named Cahoolen. By God, I feel sorry for that man.
I am the giant Cahoolen. Now that you've cast your eyes upon me, do you still feel sorry for me?
Oh, most terrible sorry, sure and certain. Me husband will most likely make paste out of you.
Well, Cahoolen was very surprised, because he was quite sure he was much bigger and stronger than Finn McCool. He was even more surprised about what Una said next.
Listen, kind sir, I'll tell you which way to leave here so me husband won't catch up with you. But could you do me a favor in the meantime?
Oh, I'd be glad to help you out, but I won't be leaving at all, for I'm not in the least afraid of your husband.
As you wish, kind sir, but I was wondering, could you pick up me house and turn it around in the other direction? Ooh, there's a terrible breeze blowing through the door, and it's bothering me at me bacon. Finn always does it for me, but sure, he's out looking for you.
Cahoolen stared at her. He had never, ever heard that Finn McCool was strong enough to pick up a house. He was beginning to wonder if he did want to meet this fellow. But out loud, he just said,
Ah, sure, I'd be glad to do a thing like that.
Cahoolen went outside and pulled his magic finger 3 times. As soon as he did that, he had all the strength in the whole world. He bent down, struggled with the corners of the house to get a good grip. He picked up the house, turned it around, and gently put it back down. Then he came into the house.
Oh, thank you so much, kind sir. Would you like a cup of tea and a piece of cake for all your troubles?
A cup of tea and a piece of cake would be grand.
Well, Una poured him the tea and presented him with a trayful of 6 delicious-looking cakes. Cahoolen drank the cup of tea in one gulp and took a cake off the tray. He opened his mouth wide, he put the whole cake in, and chomped down on it.
Ah! What's wrong with you, Cahoolen?
What kind of a cake is that? I've broken me two front teeth on your nasty cake. Me two front teeth, I'm telling ya, that cake is as hard as a rock.
Oh, my God in heaven, I'm so sorry. Sure, that particular cake must have baked a wee bit too long in the oven and toughened up. Please, let me make it up to you. Try another cake, for the love of God. I'm sure it'll be much better.
Cahoolan was still hungry, and the cake still smelled so good. On the other hand, he was kind of afraid of those cakes. But he thought to himself,
"By God, I can't let her see that I'm afraid of biting into a cake. Every giant in Ireland would be laughing at me if she tells."
And so he took another cake off the tray. He really wanted to just try a little nibble of it in case it was tough. But he didn't want to look like a chicken. So he put only a part of the cake in his mouth, but he chomped down with a big, brave bite.
Yeah! Oh! What have you done to me, woman? What have you done? Now I've lost me bottom two teeth as well.
Glory be, that's not all you've done, you bad little giant. You've woken up me baby boy with all your shouting and carrying on.
Baby boy? Baby boy?
And for the first time, Cahoolan peered around the corner into the room with the baby's cradle.
What kind of a baby is that?
Oh, why, that's me darling Finn's baby boy. And you have woken him up. Now I'll have to feed him.
Well, Cahoolan looked at the baby, and he said to himself,
"By God, if that's the baby, I'm not at all sure I want to meet the father."
Cahoolan watched as Una took the one cake with no griddle inside it off of the shelf where she had kept it. She walked over and handed it to her baby, who gobbled it up as easy as could be.
How could that baby eat that cake so easy? He must have very strong teeth.
Ah, sure and certain he does, sir. The strongest teeth in the world, just like his daddy. Come over and feel him if you'd like.
Well, Cahoolan went over towards the cradle. The so-called baby opened up his mouth.
Now, if you want to really see how strong his teeth are, you'll have to use your longest finger. Just stick it in his mouth as far back as it'll go, because the baby's biggest, strongest teeth are way at the back of his mouth.
So Cahoolan stuck his longest finger way, way into the back of the baby's mouth.
Ow! 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 Thunder and giblets! Oh! 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 That baby has bitten off me magic finger. It's gone! It's gone! And all of me strength in the world with it. I'm leaving this house now. I'm never coming back. And I never, ever want to meet up with Finn McCool as long as I live.
Get up out of that bed,
says Una to her baby in the cradle.
Where are your manners now? Go down the hill with your man and give him a shove off with his boat.
Well, Finn McCool walked with Cahoolan all the way down to the sea. He shoved his boat halfway back to Scotland. Then he picked up a huge mound of earth and hurled it after him. Didn't he miss after all? And where the earth landed? Why, there you have the Isle of Man. Where he scooped out the earth, the rain fell, of course. And there you have the biggest lake in all Ireland. But that lake is not half as big or warm or wet as the hug and the kiss that Finn McCool gave his wife when he got home.
By God, Una, what in the world would a big, brave giant like me ever do without a tiny, clever wife like yourself?
Well, Finn, I suppose you'd be skinned and skivered like a rabbit, or beaten to a pulp, and I, for one, would miss you something fierce. Come in the house now, Finn, darling, and let's have a cup of tea.